Welcome to another edition of the Social Proof Podcast.
I am Donnie Wiggins.
Please excuse my lisp. I just got Invisalign, so my retainers got me sounding a little crazy.
He's talking mad weird. You can't just take it out right now for the show?
I have to wear them 22 hours a day.
I know, but like, can the 2 hours that you don't wear them be right now?
I'm embracing the journey. I'm going to need these 2 hours because I got to eat later. And then I think it's going to cause so many, it's going to cause me to eat healthier because it's such a job to take them out and eat. And when I eat, because I have like these little things on my teeth that hold the retainer, it feels like there's food in my teeth. So I have to brush my teeth. And so I take them out, eat, brush my teeth, then put them back in. It's such a process. So some decisions.
But I'm you just like, ordered Philly cheesesteaks to come here in about an hour.
So I'm going to take them out, eat, brush my teeth. But I'm saying in certain scenarios, it's like, oh, let me try that cupcake. I'm not doing that. It's too much work to try that cupcake.
Got you, because you'd have to take it out, regroup. Correct. All that good stuff. Yep. That hat is hard. I'm just really noticing that.
I don't even know who it is.
I can't see. What does it say? Famous people.
Famous people. I don't know who it is. A guy at the Circle CEOs event, he's gave it to me like, yo, here's a hat. I'm like, oh, all right, cool. And I'm walking out and I was looking at the hat like, yo, this hat is hard. But I don't know who to tag or who it is.
Did you try to look up famous people?
No, I didn't.
Obvious first place to start.
I'm going to find them. If this is your hat, just comment, let me know. But anyway, back to the discussion. What was just happening here?
So we have a community of people who come in to watch the Social Proof Podcast live mm-hmm. regularly. And
To do
that, you have to be a member of Actionable CEO or the Morning Meetup, yes. right? So we have someone that we're extremely fond of who was coming routinely. And as we heard, we got her hooked up in a relationship. She's in a whole love situation.
For sure.
But then she unfollowed you.
She unfollowed me.
On Instagram. Her boyfriend is here right now. Shout out to her man. What's your name?
Tanny.
So yep. Here's the thing. So she'll come around a lot. And that was my dog, right? So when and Donnie says, I don't know why, how do you know this? Like when people unfollow you, I just always check. I don't know if I don't see you for a while, then like you pop in my timeline or something like that. I don't know why. Yo, I just checked to see if
they'd be hitting me up and be like, guess who unfollowed you?
Yo, I'll check myself and I'll check Madotti.
I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, such and such unfollowed you. And I'm like, why do you even know this? How do you know this?
I'll just be checking.
Did she unfollow me too then?
Well, I don't know. I checked and she was unfollowing me. I said, I'm going to unfollow you then. But I didn't know if there was like any issue or I haven't talked to you in a while. But We're getting more information this morning. So mm-hmm. I see Tanny this morning and he pulls up like, yo, what up, A-Dog? And then I just mentioned, hey, your girl unfollowed me. And he said it was intentional. Yeah. I said, oh. And I was like, yeah, we were doing a source. What's the word you use?
Just like a disconnect.
Like a disconnect.
Yeah.
A social media disconnect. In my head, Donnie, mm-hmm. I can remember some people who did a social media disconnect.
Yeah.
Wall Street Trapper did a social media disconnect.
Unfollowed everybody.
He unfollowed everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with that because you unfollowed everybody.
Everybody.
Him 500 did the same thing. A couple people did the same thing. Wallow unfollowed. I don't think Wallow ever followed me back. So he unfollowed everybody. Is he following you?
He
of
is.
Course he is. Anyway, my point is, so that's what I'm thinking. And I was like, oh, so Tanny, you unfollow me too? He said, no. And then I said, so just she unfollowed me. He said, yeah. And then we found out that he strongly encouraged her to unfollow me. So I'd love to hear what's going on.
I would say that you have a giant influence mm-hmm. on how she thinks. So it's more so when you have a disconnect, like people that actually like have an impact on you. Like you.
In a negative way, you think?
I don't think it's negative. But at the same time, you want to be able to think for yourself kind of thing. Like, for example, last time we were here.
Uh-huh.
No shade on you, Donnie.
Which means?
You were going through something. But yeah, like your advice was really harsh.
What was mm-hmm. her advice?
What was my advice?
It's like, easy if you're not serious. You know, it was one of those conversations.
Like, don't be sleeping together if you're not serious?
Yeah.
It or was don't waste actually time if you're that. Not serious.
Yeah. More so it was that. More so like
that. Was harsh?
A little bit.
I would say it again and stand like, on it.
I feel like women on women, you guys are really harsh on each other. Yeah. I just feel like women on women, I've seen it. And yeah.
Did you have her unfollow Donnie too?
I did not. I didn't need to.
The plot thickens.
Wait a minute. You felt like I gave her harsh advice because I encouraged her to not sleep with you before y'all establish y'all's thing. And you allowed her to continue to follow me. But then the advice that's not so bad from David, you told her to unfollow.
You put her
in a position where it's almost weird to not follow conventional advice. Like you put her in that spot kind of thing.
I'm not following.
No, we're going to get there. I follow. Okay. I follow. See what's happening.
Okay, tell me what's going on.
No, we got to unpack it.
Okay.
Okay. Harsh advice, Donnie doesn't unfollow. Did you make her unfollow men primarily?
No.
Let's go to her followers. Let's go see who she's following. Men, women, prove it.
You talking about men, women?
Yeah, he didn't make her. First of all, I'm having a strong issue with this make her.
Not deal. A make her.
Do you believe that how you felt about anything that's been going on with you has may have impacted the advice you give?
About sex?
Yeah. That too, yeah.
For sure not.
Okay.
I mean, so here's the thing, and I'm going to answer that question honestly. People give advice based on a place that they've been in, right? Or based on experiences that they've had. So I believe most people would have given advice based on their own personal beliefs. Otherwise, it's not advice, then we're just having a conversation.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe so, for sure. And do you think that you've encouraged her to do this now based on things that you believe?
100%.
Okay, so let's see who she's following real quick.
No, because she's still following everyone.
I'm getting a perspective of what's going on here, and it's a little shaky for me right now.
No, we'll get to the bottom.
Okay.
So it seems, okay, how many people did you specifically request that she unfollows?
Honestly, originally it was everyone.
When you say everyone, what do you mean?
Like complete reset.
Like everyone that she follows.
Yeah. Because we're in the social media game. So it was more so just to reset the algorithm.
Okay. Who else specifically did you request? Because you said specifically David for sure.
Yeah.
It seems like the bigger issue was with what Donnie said, but you don't mind her following that. Mm-hmm. But outside of me, anyone else specifically that you name by name?
Yes, four people.
Like who?
Trap.
Okay.
Woody. Trap. Woody is actually the first person that, I'm sorry. Woody is the first
She's
person.
Still following Trap.
Yeah, Trap, Woody.
Who's and Woody? Who's Woody?
Woody.
Who that? The actor?
Meyer, like Dreads. Woody.
Woody. Oh, my D. Maddie Woodard.
Woodard.
Yeah, I call him Woody.
Okay, she's not following my D. Yeah. Okay. Who else?
And Trap was the second.
Or the third. And there was one more.
Oh, gosh. This one's going to sound terrible. Should I say it?
Yeah, we're here now. Who?
Is it safe space?
Oh, safe, bro.
Oh, okay. All right.
We're not live on Instagram. We normally are, but we're not.
Everyone's like,
You said everybody else.
I don't think I should say it. Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you don't have to say the person, but why don't you think you should say it?
A potential deal kind of thing.
A potential deal?
Yeah.
Oh, a deal that they're working on or you're working on with that person?
Yeah.
You're working on
the
with
latter.
That person.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So specifically me, Trap, my D, you don't want her following us?
No, not at all.
But why? Okay, what is it about me? I don't know about them, but what is it about me that you don't want your girl to follow me?
Number one, because you make sense, but at the end of the day, I'm literally telling you why the opposite, right? Gotcha. But it's like to be able to think for yourself, right? We all have a purpose. I am super religious, if that makes sense. And we all have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you're SDA.
I'm not.
You're not SDA anymore?
I've never been.
What day do you go to church?
On Saturday, but I'm not like Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay, so you go to church Saturday, but you're not Seventh-day Adventist?
No.
Okay, all right, cool. I grew up in an SDA kind of environment.
Make sure you hold the mic. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. It was almost like you have to do things a certain way.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
But I still don't understand. I'm saying there's a reason you're saying don't follow these people. Specifically, yeah. And I don't want to get into why those other three, right? But you're saying the reason, one, is because you make sense, and two, I go to church on Saturday. Those are the only two that I got so far. Why she does not need to follow me specifically.
All right. For example, you pray every time at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
In the Bible, they had like two prayer times in the Old Testament. They will offer incense twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on the time of the year, it's either 10 and 2:30 or 9 and 3. Mm-hmm. And in the New Testament, they just offer prayers at those times. So I pray those two.
Why did you choose 9 a.m.?
I didn't choose it. It's in the Bible.
I'm sorry. Specifically 9 a.m. to pray
it says,
in the Bible?
Yeah, it says 9 a.m.
Hmm.
I'll show it to you. It's cool. Okay, but the reason, are you saying, and that's not even something that I talk about publicly or,
yeah.
I've never told her she needs to pray twice a day or even go to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time.
Where is she at today? I want to see her. Can she come to the studio?
No, she's not allowed. She can't follow me. This isn't, here's the thing. Here's, you're,
thing
you're
is,
saying,
I,
you're
I
not
don't
wrong.
Come
I'm not,
off.
I'm not saying,
I don't want to come off too, you know.
Yeah, bro, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
Because how you feel is how you feel. And I'm not offended. I don't want you to think that I'm offended at this situation at all, okay? But I'm just trying to understand because I haven't gotten a logical reason outside of all the people, unless you think there's something that's going on with us or that we have some sort of history or she likes me in some way. And that's the only thing I can really think of.
Let me ask you this. When him 500 mm-hmm. took a break,
mm-hmm.
why did he take a break? You talked about it before. Why did he take a break?
Well, I don't know if I talked about it. I talked about him taking a break.
You did talk about it. And I remember exactly what you said. Why did he take a break?
Well, he just said he needed a break to get away from all social media and all that kind of stuff.
What do you think?
I think he wanted to take a break from social media. This is when you are at that level where everything you say, every post you make, there's going to be a bunch of people that like it, a bunch of people that don't. And then you get like in this world of, this is my world. And you think that people that you don't know's comments actually matter. And sometimes you got to take a break. I mean, that's what I think. But again, I'm not him, so.
Have you ever taken a break?
I've taken breaks.
When?
A couple years ago, I took a break. Just get off social media. I still like shot the podcast, but I've taken social media breaks.
You haven't taken a break?
I haven't.
You haven't taken a break.
Are you saying you don't want her to follow me because I haven't taken a break on social media?
What I'm saying is that you've never taken a break.
Give me, I still, okay. I'm trying to, okay, maybe I'll let you on your path of where you're going with this.
Okay.
Go for it. Just explain it. Because I know this isn't me. It's probably not making sense to anyone in this room. Mm. But maybe, maybe. So I'm just saying, easy question. Mm. What about me do you not like? You be honest. If you think like we had some sort of history or you don't like the way we interact or something, I'm cool with that.
That's an easy question to answer. Okay. Reason why, it's more so think for yourself. It mm-hmm. wasn't more so about you. It was more so, hey, think for yourself a little bit. Like you, we would have conversations where it's like, you're supposed to do this and this and this. But yeah, it was just think for yourself.
Have y'all ever gotten into a physical altercation?
No.
Never?
Yeah, I can't fight. I'm terrible at fighting.
That's good.
Yeah, I wouldn't win.
So I'm, excuse me, I'm confused. I gave her the advice that you abhor. You hate that advice that I gave her, right?
Bring the mic a little closer.
I wouldn't say abhor, but.
Hold your mic up here.
I'm sorry.
Okay. You did not like the advice that I gave her.
I think it came from a place of you were kind of going through something.
Okay. No idea, but let's roll with that. Regardless, you didn't like the advice that I gave her. You said that it felt hard to take, but you didn't specify that she needed to disconnect from me. I'm trying to understand because you want her in this place where she's thinking for herself. You didn't like my advice, but you didn't make her unfollow me or stop following or whatever. But Dave's advice, pretty solid, but now she needs to think for herself. But you're still following him. You're still here, but she can't be. So your woman shouldn't be led or attached to the strong men that you are led and or attached to. It's kind of what I'm hearing. And is that true?
No.
No. Well, because Trap, Madi, David, highly influential, extremely attractive, leaders. Me. You're all right. Leaders.
Got you.
And then this fourth person that you're in a big potential deal with, I would imagine would also be a leader, someone with some good influence.
Okay.
How do you feel that she's still following Trap after you've asked her not to?
I'm good with it. I didn't actually expect her to do it, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't get her in trouble.
And I'm like, choose my words carefully.
I think that there's a huge part of the conversation, and it's truthfully none of our business. You don't have to elaborate, but there's a huge chunk of the explanation here that's missing. I'm not buying we're going on this social media disconnect, and that means that you have to unfollow four strong, powerful, beautiful men. That doesn't sound like a disconnect. I have disconnected from social media and you just disconnect, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just really odd. And she can't be here. Also, very extremely odd, but you can be. I don't know. Call me a single woman who, you know, I don't know if this is what it feels like to submit. I don't want it.
No, it definitely sounds like something's missing. Like, I mean, It's something that you're not saying. And if you're uncomfortable saying it, then you're just uncomfortable saying it.
No, not uncomfortable saying it.
But you're not saying it.
Yeah, you're not saying why you wanted her to unfollow me. The only thing you said was you went down, I go to church on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and I pray twice a day, and I make sense. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I haven't taken a break on social media. And again, bro, I'm not offended. There's a reason, but none of these reasons are the reason you tell your girl who you love or whatever, not to follow someone. Unless there's some sort of control issue happening here.
Yeah.
Where you're trying to control out of, not even out of a reason. Like if my wife was following her ex, I would say, I'm following him right now. Well, maybe I would. I wouldn't care. But I understand the situation.
You might care a little bit.
Yeah, I would care. No. I would care.
Okay.
But let's just, the average person may say, hey, unfollow that person, right? Because I don't like the fact that y'all got history. And I saw that person like one of your posts. I'd say, I'd understand. Unfollow that person. I have a good reason. Why? Because y'all got history. And I don't think y'all need to be connected in any way. Now again, I don't operate like that, but I'm saying,
yeah.
If we dated or you saw some evidence of I had ever flirted with her or I ever went on a date with her or I ever did anything, yeah. Then I'd say, I could see you saying, hey, you cut that off right now. I don't care if nothing went further, but there was something there. He wanted you.
So how do y'all make it work though?
Make what work?
Like, I'm assuming that everyone thinks that, you know, like you and Donnie have a great relationship kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, how do y'all make it work?
Make what work?
Our relationship?
Yeah.
We're friends.
I get that, but how do you feel so confident in the fact that we're friends and everyone else needs to see it that way kind of thing?
I don't, number one, so David and I have never had a conversation about what everyone else perceives us to be. Mm-hmm. Are you speaking about his wife or are you speaking about everybody else?
Yeah, in general, because I know it's probably not the most fun thing to hear sometimes.
We don't hear, what do you mean?
Like sometimes you look at the comments and it's like, oh my gosh, why is she talking to him this way or whatnot? Like, how do you mentally deal with that?
David and I are friends, have always been friends. We don't have a history of anything romantic. And I will say that in the beginning of us, of the world seeing us together, people made really slick comments. But David and I, and the people who need to know the extent of David and I's relationship, being his wife and at that time, my significant other, we were all clear. You know, we were all very good friends. I love his wife like a sister. I love him like a brother. We're always included. David and I travel together. We don't have those issues. We are friends.
Yeah.
And I believe that the success of it is not concerning ourselves with what strangers on the internet think we could be. And we're so convicted in it that we don't really get those kind of comments much anymore. Like, that happened way in the beginning. And we understand that people simply don't understand. Yeah. Society is not always ready to understand that there really is a dynamic of men and women that can be platonic friends and business partners, and it just be that. Maybe that piece of the world aren't ready, but people who think like that, it's not our responsibility to educate that, right? We just show up as who we are, and the people who are closest to us know exactly what it is.
100%. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
I would imagine that maybe someone said something to you about your girl. Did someone say something like, yo, she be over there a lot, or she talked to him a lot? Did someone say that to you?
Honestly, no. I've never been that insecure person. I'm sorry. I've never been that insecure person.
Bro, this is the definition of insecurity right now.
This is insecurity.
This is the definition. Is
it? Let me tell you this, and I almost hate to say it because... I don't know, maybe it gets better after I say this, but this is classic. If it was my friend in real life, I'd tell her to blink twice if she needs help right now. Mm. This is the classic setup for, let me separate you from your people and take control in this situation. I mean, it's so classic that I'm literally sweating in my armpits right now, struggling to stay in this conversation. Seriously. And so if that's not what you mean, I encourage you, and maybe this is bad advice, I don't know, take it how you want, but I encourage you to find a different way to sit down, to talk together, to find a different way to communicate this, because this is classic. Like, she can't be here, but you're here. She can't follow, but you follow. I can't stay in this conversation. We gotta move on out of this because she's not here to speak for herself and to defend herself. And I need her to send a smoke signal.
Yeah, honestly, that's why I asked if you've ever been in a physical altercation. These are literally signs of someone who's controlling someone, and typically it leads to violence. And I would hate to even think that something like that's happening, because what you're saying makes absolutely no sense at all.
And be clear, I'll fight. I will fight you. Okay, I will fight you. I promise you. I promise.
But on the other side, you are innocent until proven guilty.
But I will stomp you out, sir. I promise.
Donnie, there's a reason you are operating the way that you're operating. And I'm not telling you that you're wrong. Mm-hmm. But I'm asking you to just examine it. Is there a real good reason why there's certain people you want to separate her from? Especially, like, there's nothing you found in her phone with no flirting or DMs or not. There's like, nobody can ever say that. Mm-hmm. There's something happening here, right? And we'll move on, because I know Donnie is really, like, this subject is tough for a lot of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because these are signs, and you may not see the sign.
No, 100%.
You're giving right now.
Definitely needs to be talked about.
For sure.
No, 100%.
Okay. All right. Now we can maybe get to entrepreneurship.
But, you know, and this is a thing, because not to say that every woman or every person experiences something that sounds like danger, mm-hmm. but this is a situation, like, women deal with this often, especially in relationships, especially when you are on your way, right? You may not have established your footing just yet, and you're learning from men or women that you just look up to. And sometimes it's difficult for your mate, a male, to see you look up to another man, because they only want you to look up to them, mm-hmm. and what they're saying. And there are so many women who go through that, and it makes it difficult. And that's why there are so many women who lose their dreams and they don't find themselves. You know, it's very common. You hear this all the time, like, oh, they got divorced and now she's popping out. She's mm-hmm. popping out after this divorce. She's popping out after this breakup. When really she was dimming her light because she was dealing with a man who was too insecure to allow her to be inspired by who she's inspired by.
But not even women. Men go through it too.
Men also go through it.
Like, there are some women that are extremely controlling, extremely territorial, mm-hmm. I'll say. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for the guy to operate because of what she might think about it. Yeah. Right? But I mean, this is just a whole nother conversation that it's tough to have. Mm-hmm. It's really, really tough to have, because you don't know people's situation. And it's not about you, okay? There are people that will fight for their toxicity that's familiar. Mm-hmm. And I do feel sorry for a lot of women out here that are doing what they have to do, because they feel like, where else am I going to find another man? It took me 3 years to find one, now 4 years. Mm-hmm. It took me, now I finally have one. It made me like sick to my stomach. And I don't know if you remember this, but it was a video of a woman dating a guy, but the guy would go like sleep in her daughter's room. Her daughter came to her and was like, your boyfriend keeps coming in my room. And he's like, he's making passes and stuff like that. The woman got mad at the daughter.
All the time.
The woman got mad at the daughter, saying, you don't need to be walking around the house with them shorts on. Mm-hmm. What are you, like, yo, she's defending the villain that's yeah. coming in, because she doesn't want to lose the security. She said something like, yo, he provides for us and all that kind of stuff. So you got to keep dealing with the stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's a tough situation that people are in, but mm-hmm. you don't know their situation, but there's some people that will fight for it.
Yeah, there's people that will fight. It's really difficult. And we're talking about entrepreneurs specifically, and some of the things that we go through, and this is just clear evidence that this is things that this is a scenario that an entrepreneur can go through. And I think, you know, a couple of things we have to understand: that control isn't love. I mean, I grew up in high school knowing women who, or girls who, dated grown men because they told them what to do, and that's so sexy and blah, blah, blah. And there's a difference between establishing dominance and establishing leadership that's not control, right? That's not fathering you in a way, because that's often what happens, or mothering you in a way. Like, we can be respectful of each other and respectful of each other's ideas, but I'm not your father and I'm not your mother, and I don't need you all to myself. Someone who needs you all to themselves, and I'm not talking about the cute, I need you all to myself. I'm talking about
my wife needs me all.
Yeah. I desire to have a situation in which I need him all to myself.
You need all of me, brother.
But I believe that man and woman should understand that control is not love. Control is danger. Isolation is not love. Isolation is insecurity. And attempting to, there's a difference between being controlled and being led, being controlled and being taught. And when somebody is forcing you to make decisions that you would not have made otherwise, versus sharing a perspective of why you may want to look at something different, that is not love whatsoever. And it can often start that way. And then, you know, now what happens if you don't listen? What happens to the relationship? What happens inside the home? And a lot of women and men feel like they have to do what they have to do to weather this storm. Or you might feel like you have this man who's providing for you, and you need to be able to be in a comfortable position to build your business, or it, what is supposed to happen for you is supposed to happen for you. Don't let anybody be out here controlling you. Say something to somebody, right? Speak up about it and get out of that situation as early as possible, because, and this is no longer about you, but conversations like this, people with certain mindsets, it does escalate. It does become more serious. You do lose more of yourself, and ultimately it becomes physical, and then the worst just can escalate beyond that. But we got to let people be grownups. And I believe there's something equally powerful. I believe what's more powerful than attempting to control somebody is allowing people to be grownups and seeing what they would do without your interference.
If you don't mind me asking, Donnie, do you feel like you're easy to be led?
By who?
In general.
You couldn't lead me. But yeah, I do feel like I'm easy to be led. I'm led every day. David leads me here in this. Everything he tells me to do, I do it. In a relationship, I'm led. By my friends, I'm led. By my mother, I'm led. By people who I trust to lead me, I am led, for sure. And we also have to dispel that narrative. A woman who has an opinion, a woman who is intelligent, and a woman who is not afraid to demonstrate both doesn't equate to a woman who can't be led. People are led by people who they admire, love, and respect, right? When the advice makes sense, when the leadership is coming from a pure place, when the environment feels safe, we are okay being led. And a man understands that he never has to say, I lead you. He just shows up, and it's leadership.
Yeah, I think it happens even in like corporate worlds, right? Where you have a job. And again, I haven't been in like a corporate environment like that. But from what I hear is that there's a lot of politics. You might be a black woman with dreads and they don't like it in a corporate arena. And they might be suggesting that you cut your hair, or because you're a black woman in this particular environment. But because they provide a paycheck, you continue to take the abuse. But the question is, if there's something, company, person, whatever, providing for you, how do you detach yourself from that? Because it's not, I mean, it's not as easy to say, I'm just going to quit and find a new job because I'm being sexually harassed. I can't say anything. Every time I come home, I come home and cry. Someone might be living in a house with someone who provides. And the question is, I have three kids. If I leave, where do I go?
Yeah.
Do I take my kids to live on the street? Is it worse taking the abuse so that my kids can have somewhere to stay?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I put them through much worse and then we're all good? Is that selfish?
Yeah.
You know, like these are conversations.
These are real conversations. They're definitely real conversations. And it's things that you think about all the time. I mean, just thinking about it from a corporate perspective, I have been in corporate positions that I couldn't stand being in. It was unfair. These people were playing in my face. They were racist. They were making sure I knew I was a token Black girl and all these things. But at that time, I had nowhere to go, right? At that time, I needed to be in position to pay bills. At that time, I didn't have the flexibility of taking days off to interview and go and do all these things. So yeah, you can get caught up in situations that aren't great, but I also didn't ask for any help, right? I also didn't do everything that I potentially could have because I eventually did something. And if you can eventually do it, you know, then chances are the opportunity for me to have done it much sooner probably was available. I have also been in a situation related to domestic violence at a young age, which is why hearing this is difficult, because the viewers are probably like, Donnie is upset, and you're right. Mm-hmm. also, you know, it just ticks me with questions like, Donnie, do you think you can be led? Where's the relevance here? Yes, I can be led. I cannot be manipulated. It's not easy to manipulate me. It's not easy to control me, but it's simple to lead me, right? We have to, you know, in that situation for me, my life was truly in danger, like literal danger, life or death. And I had to relocate to a completely different state in order to get out of that. There probably wouldn't have been survival for me had I stayed in that situation. So I am speaking from a place of understanding, a place of having been there before in a situation. And this just sounds way too familiar, you know, to me, but the answer is to get out and to get out quickly.
Yeah. Hey, listen, if somebody that I have like a real relationship with and you're in some sort of situation that you can't get out, send me a DM. It'll be between me and you. Okay. And like you said, you just didn't ask for help.
Yeah.
And some people need to ask for help. So whether it's you're in a personal situation or kind of like a financial situation, I think it's important that we think of how we got into it, but there's always an exit. There's always a way out of it, right? Again, and I'm not talking from personal experience of being in a corporate environment where I have to take abuse every single day. I haven't been in that. And I'm curious, I don't know if there's any steps that we can share on how to do it, man, because that's a real question. If you are in that situation and you have kids and you're being abused, let's say, how do you leave? Because you have nowhere to go. You put your kids in a worse situation, or you have this high paying job, but it's constant abuse every single day. And you are losing yourself and you feel yourself being manipulated and controlled and puppeted almost at this job. And you feel ridiculous. You can't just leave, can you? Because then what do you do? I don't know how to get out of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all can, especially like if you're watching this on YouTube or our podcast, just share a comment. This is one of those episodes that you can really comment on, because someone might read it and see, oh, wow, this is one of the things that really, really helped me. So how do we get out of this situation? And some of us, our own thoughts are our own abuser.
Yeah. Sometimes embarrassment is the controlling motivation to staying silent. Mm-hmm. People are embarrassed. You can't believe you found yourself in a situation like this. Like, I cannot belief that this is my life, that I'm settling for this job or this man or this woman. And sometimes the most beautiful people have a life journey that they've lived that makes them that's developed the weakest mind in them. And so we start talking about thinking for ourselves and all this, and you're so confused because so many people have had input in your lives. This is why fathers are so important. This is why it's so important to be there for your daughters. Somebody needs to be there for these women for sure, because there are just some clear things that are just totally unacceptable. And we find ourselves wanting love so badly. You just want to be loved so badly that somebody or some situation, or you want the job so badly, you need the money so badly that the situation presents itself and you take it because I got it. At least I'm loved. At least I'm not alone. At least I'm employed. At least I have this job. At least these things are happening. And there is better. Yeah. There is better. There's a better job. There's a better man. There's a better woman. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. So many women, so many people, so many men go through these things every single day. Nobody is judging you. But if you don't ask for help, people will mourn you. If you don't ask for help, you will go to that job every single day and you'll be mourning the life that you desire to live. Yeah. Right. That's just the thing. This episode is not just for entrepreneurs. This episode is for anybody out there who is settling for, dealing with, stuck in a situation that is not safe for you. It's not a safe place. It's not a safe mindset. It's not a safe lifestyle. Share this episode because you deserve better for yourself. You do deserve to think for yourself, and it's hard. It's hard right now when you feel like the people closest to you are the only input that you need. The check that you're getting is the money that you need. You live on the street before you allow somebody to control you and manipulate you. But there's always help available. I don't know the phone number to the resources. I don't know. But send me a message and we'll find it together. We'll make sure you get the help that you need. I'll look at your resume and make sure that you get the resume that you need to be in a better position. I will talk to you. I will do what I can to help you out of that situation, because nobody deserves to live under the control of another human being when that control is coming from a place of self-motivation.
Period. And I think Donnie hit on it. It really is a mindset issue. And I know it sounds kind of cliche, but I remember as a ninth grader dealing with some of the, like, it was such a big issue in school. This person said this about me, and now the whole school is going through it. And things, and I just can't figure out how to get out of that situation. Fast forward to kind of like more recently, there are people that say things about me online. But because I understand that when someone's doing something to me or saying something about me, it doesn't really have a whole lot to do with me. It has something to do with that person. That person is sick. They have a real issue themselves. My mindset, knowing that, allows me to think through how to get out of that situation so it's not as heartbreaking as or as big in my world. But that came from years of personal development and hearing that I am enough, hearing that I can figure this thing out, that I'm smart enough, hearing other motivational speeches. You have to identify why you are in the situation that you're in. And it could be confidence. I don't believe in myself. Well, one of the steps is go to YouTube and type in how to be more confident. Mm-hmm. Go to Google, type, what are some books that can help me with my confidence? Because the more we develop up here, the more we're able to figure things out. But if we're not developing in our brain, we get stuck there. That's, yo, if I'm being honest, you see, and this isn't just my opinion, but there are some weak people out there that appear to be strong. And you think about the relationship between a pimp and a prostitute. There's something going on in that prostitute's mind. Something. They're easy to be controlled. E.T. said it one time. It was so good. Oh my gosh. And I'm trying to remember exactly how he said it. What's up, podcaster or soon to be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game, because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back, and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th. Two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years, where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet, because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members, where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now. But hold on. Because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners, and only 20 listeners, who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off. But if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you No, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code BIGDEAL, that triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code BIGDEAL at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code BIGDEAL. But he was talking about like these men that prey on these social media influencers. He's like, yo, the woman that will post a whole butt online constantly, he's like, yo, that is a weak person.
Mm-hmm.
He said, there are people that will pray because you look good, but upstairs, all you've ever had was this body. Internally, yo, some of the most beautiful people you will ever meet, internally, they have no idea who they are.
Yep.
So he said, it's like certain animals will not hunt a sick animal. He said, you don't get no kudos for hunting a sick animal or a wounded animal. You don't get no points for that. It's easy. Like, why would I go after someone that's already broken? There's no fight in that. That doesn't show that I'm a hunter. It shows that I'm just as weak as them. Mm-hmm. So there's some people that are like mentally, there's something going on. And I believe that if we sit down and really think through it, we'll know that we'll start to realize what our flaws are, and that just needs to be the first step.
That needs to be the first step. That definitely needs to be the first step. But we have to start. We have to accept that. Mm-hmm. There are so many people who are in situations that are not for them, and they're not thinking clearly enough to understand that there's a confidence issue or a self-worth issue. And this is why we stand up. This is why we advocate. This is why we do what we do, because my life is an example that you can make it through anything. My life is my everything that I do is to demonstrate and to be the voice of hope for somebody who's looking at this and they say, oh, wow, it can be better. Right. And I'm not saying that I live the best life, but it can get better for a whole lot of people. And I want you to see me, ladies and men, I want you to see me and say, Donnie survived poverty. She survived domestic abuse. She survived literally somebody pulling the trigger aimed in her direction. Mm. She survived being a single parent. She survived a broken engagement. She survived this, that, and the other. Look at me. I am your voice of hope. It gets better. Look at David. He is your voice of hope. It gets better. It gets better. It gets better. I have somebody that I'm looking at to say, oh, wow, it gets better.
Yeah.
It gets better. There's more to this than where we are, because unless you're looking outside of yourself, you may not even really understand that it's a problem. Some people think that this is normal and it's not. Mm-hmm. Some people think that going to work every single day to a job that you hate is normal. It's not. Some people think coming home to a spouse who hates you is normal, and it's not. Some people think that, oh, I'm supposed to be submissive, and that means that I'm supposed to, you know, if he pushes me, if he talks to me, if he says these things, that this is normal. This is all in the name of submission. And also, some people have given themselves this barrier, this like, okay, that'll be the final straw. And the final straw, that barrier always moves, because they're going to hit the final straw. Mm-hmm. That final straw is going to be, if he puts his hands on me, then, well, he's going to put his hands on you. If he makes me bleed, then, okay. Oh, but at least he didn't hit me in my face. Then they continue to move the needle as to what will be the deal breaker for them. And that comes from not understanding your own self-worth. That comes from not having people around you who notice. Because trust me, like, after going through it, it's kind of like, you remember how back in the day when it wasn't so popular for homosexuality to just be out there? We used to say things like, oh, my gaydar is going off, and I know, you know, that person, he or she is gay. Like, you could tell, right? Like, people would be trying to hide it. Well, because you've been around that situation, or you know somebody, a family member, or a friend was homosexual, you can kind of tell the tendencies. Well, because I've been through this and I've supported women through this, I can tell the tendencies. Because I've worked on a job that I've hated, because I stayed through that type of abuse, you know, in that situation, I can tell the tendencies. So not only do you, as the person who's going through this, need to recognize the signs in you, I'm telling everybody who can't relate. You've never had anybody control, manipulate you personally, professionally. I'm telling you, those of you who can't relate, that I want you to pay close attention to your friends. Mm-hmm. Pay close attention to your friends. Pay close attention to your loved ones, because chances are, if you have more than 10 people who are close to you in family or in friendship, there's somebody in that circle who's suffering from the type of abuse, control, manipulation, professionally or personally, that we're talking about right now. And I want you to open your eyes and pay attention. And that is not the time to mind your business.
Absolutely. And listen, I'm telling you, those people are weak, man. You see those people that are like the police officers now, and they abuse their power. They were clowns in high school.
Clowns.
They were picked on. And now that you got some sort of badge, you get to stand by. Anybody that has to do that is overcompensating for something. Like the person is, they've never been in power anywhere. So now they get a promotion at a job, and now they feel like they can rule over because they never had a chance to, because they were clowns when they were young.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, I need y'all to listen. If you are that type of person, that's why, yo, a man that abuses a woman, I have a true disgust for that person. Because you're not about to go out and start no bar fight. You're going to control who you can control. But when it comes to other people, you ain't with the, you don't keep that same energy. There are some people who've been going after people, going after, as soon as somebody give you that smoke that you've been looking for back, it's like, whoa, I'm not trying to be that.
Mm-hmm.
You are a clown.
Yep.
So if there's anybody that I know personally, and like we have a relationship, or anybody really, but I mean, I don't want to know, like, free for all, like everybody just started.
We'll find a phone number. We'll find a support group. Somebody, if we don't know you personally, we'll do that.
Somebody who want an actionable CEO.
Oh, let's see.
1-800-799-7233 or text start to 88788.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting too is, now, I've had somebody tell me before, you said something about E.T. making mention of like the people who'll be online and just showing their bodies. Like, there's a mindset thing that's going on there. Everything is not about feeling free and liberated, right?
Yeah.
Some of us need some guidance. Okay. Sure. But I had a guy tell me in our circle before that men are going to try to get at you because you're not easy to get. And there's going to be like looking out for me. Like, there's going to be careful of the men that you choose, because there are going to be men who choose you because you're the strong woman that they want to break down.
Mm.
And I have never forgot those words. I was told that about 2 years ago by somebody who cares deeply for me as a friend. Like, yo, Donnie, just looking out, be careful about the guys that you choose for yourself, because there is a type of man who sees that you're on your way, sees that you're strong, sees that you're poised, and you're not out here just giving it up to everybody, and they want to be the one to break you.
Mm.
And that's a real thing.
Wow.
That's a real thing. When I mention that in other crowds, they're like, yeah, for sure, that happens. I've asked other guys that, and they're like, absolutely, that happens. Like, they want to be the one that broke the lioness down. And that's the start. Because what has to happen there is they have to get really close to you. They have to get really deeply connected to you. They have to make sure that you're all in. And that's when you see sometimes women going backwards. Like, it really happens when you're on that verge. Like, you were almost there. What happened to her?
Yeah.
Him. Yeah. A lot of times, right? Not all the time. But they get you in that space. And then it's like, okay, I got her. Now let me control her. Because she can't do better than me. She can't learn from people different than me. She can't look outside of anybody else for guidance and respect. She's not going to make more money. She's never going to provide. Like, let me frame this so I'm the value here. And she starts to forget what her value was.
Would you say that's so slightly real. Pessimistic, though?
Say what?
Would you say that's slightly pessimistic?
Explain your question.
Well, meaning, like, to have that perspective, though, might be pessimistic, or people might see it as pessimistic. For example, you're saying that people have those intent, like, in their mind.
Do people have that intent that I just described?
Yeah, what I'm saying is, it's coming off as pessimistic, though, a little bit.
Which part? Just explain which part.
All of it. It almost sounds like, naturally, do you believe people have, like, best intentions in heart? Or do you think people are naturally pessimistic?
So, is that what you got from what I just said?
A little bit, yeah.
That's wild, actually, Danny.
Yeah.
So, what part don't you believe? Just, like,
I don't believe that people, like, I think, for example, I feel like most people have good intentions in heart. So
mic closer, please.
Oh, sorry. I just don't think it's that negative, I guess. Maybe I'm missing something, but I don't know. I just don't feel like it's that dark.
Mm. You don't, what you're saying is you don't feel like the control is coming from a negative place, or?
Maybe I'm wrong.
You don't feel like the control is coming from a negative place.
Yeah.
Okay. So while I do believe, while my heart likes to believe that most people that I encounter are coming from a very positive place of love, care, and support, the reality is, no, not everybody is that way. There are some people who don't mean you any good. And in hearing your question framed that way, now I believe that there are some people who, and maybe I've always believed this, but there's a conversation about people who display these mannerisms that think they're doing good. You know who does that? Like cult leaders, religious cult leaders, in fact. They think they're doing good by their people. And then they all end up dying somewhere in a room.
Okay.
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. There is, and just for 100% clarity, you've been in other relationships before, right?
Yes.
Like long-term relationships?
Yeah.
And you've never had a physical altercation with anyone, any of them, correct?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to like really hear yourself.
Okay.
You have a girlfriend and there are some people that have never dated your girlfriend, but you're asking your girlfriend to unfollow people that are making too much sense. Mm-hmm. That don't sound crazy to you, bro?
No, not at all.
You started to go down a rabbit hole of, she's like, you're like, yo, you're SDA. No, I just go to church on Saturday. You're trying to prove one of the reasons that she should unfollow me is because I go to church on a particular day. That doesn't sound crazy to you?
That's not what I said. I didn't say.
You went down this whole line of questioning of, yo, hold on. Okay, you go to church, right? Why do you go to church? Why do you pray at these times? That was your defensive. When my question, why did you have her unfollow me specifically? Mm-hmm. And the first things that came to your mind were to talk about the times that I pray. That was your first response. That doesn't sound crazy to you?
That was the third response. That wasn't the first response.
Whether it's the thousandth response, the first response was about me going to church on a particular day.
Correct.
Tell me the danger in that, of how that's going to negatively impact your girlfriend.
When someone's single-minded in how they think, it's best to just like disconnect for a second.
I don't tell people, like I'm not like publicly shout, hey, everybody, y'all need to go to church. I'm trying to get the reason you think that is a way, for one, calling your girl single-minded is a wild thing to say, period.
It is, and I'm definitely going to pay for that, 100%.
Yeah. But two, tell me how the day I choose to go to church negatively impacts your girlfriend out of all the people that she follows.
Well, I feel like everything that, for example, right? We all follow people on social media, right?
Don't give me an example. Give me the real thought behind what you're telling me.
What I'm saying is, to be able to think for yourself, you have to disconnect.
Bro, are you saying that the danger is because David goes to church on Saturday, if you continue to follow him on Instagram, you might go to church on Saturday. Is that what you're saying?
No.
So tell me clearly what you're saying, because it's not making any sense.
What I'm saying is everyone has their own thing that they do.
Yes.
What I'm saying is to be able to disconnect and think for yourself.
Is she thinking for herself or is she thinking for you now? Or are you thinking for her?
Neither, honestly. To be able to just think for yourself. Like, take a step back.
Bro, I understand. I understand. You want your girl to think for yourself, right? We're on the same page of that,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
You're asking me, I mean, I'm asking you, why does the day I go to church make you so upset? Or you have to protect her from that on social media, even though I don't talk about it on social media much.
It doesn't make me upset. It doesn't.
Why? Okay. So tell me why you wanted her to unfollow me. Give me the real answer, because you're not giving me the right answer.
I'm trying to. The real answer is that I need her to think for herself. That's all.
What made you think that she's not thinking for herself based on something that I do? Bring the mic closer,
you have
please.
Quotables.
Bring the mic. Bring the mic.
I'm closer. Sorry. You have quotables.
Okay.
Like, for example, yep. I mean, do you want me to quote you?
Yes. Give me one that you don't like that she says.
That's weird. But okay. No, you have quotables.
What's the quote?
You're not working hard enough. You're sleeping too much.
And you don't like the
sleep
fact.
Sleep is for suckers.
You don't like. Okay. So you just don't like the fact that I'm telling her to work hard. Is that what you're saying?
No. No.
What are you saying to me, Danny? You sound
what I'm
crazy.
Saying is, what I'm saying is, I just think for yourself. That's all. It's like, think for yourself.
And I'm causing her to not think for herself, right?
You are a great influence on her.
Negatively or positively?
Positively, definitely.
But you don't want someone else to positively influence the person that you say you love. You don't love her. You are like this. This is a real issue. Mm. You are controlling her for a reason that you can't even explain.
I don't think that's true.
I don't want you to follow someone that positively impacts you. That is control. Or you see her going in a particular direction and you're not going there and you don't want her to be more successful than you. So you got to put some sort of cap on it or there's something going on that is not, this is true. This is why I'm going to continue to ask you, ever hit her?
Yep.
Because this is a classic example of somebody who is controlling someone and whatever they do outside, even if I can't explain it, I need to control that. Yeah. There's a problem with that, Tanny.
I don't think that's the narrative. I think it's more so, hey, decide what direction you want to go with. I think you would be a great influence in that direction, but it's more so like, is that the direction you want to take?
What direction?
A positive one?
It's not necessarily positive for everyone, right? Like, everyone has different goals, right? Different goals, different things they're called to.
It's out of control.
Out of control.
This is wild to me.
Yo, yeah. I'm triggered.
Real quick, is there anybody, am I tripping?
You are not tripping.
Because there has to be somebody else that agrees with the way that you're thinking. Actionable CEO, morning meetup. Is there anybody, like you kind of understand what he's saying. Somebody try to defend it a little bit, just so I know that what we're saying isn't outside crazy. And maybe it's just this room where we all agree with what we're talking about.
Somebody, because they follow please, us, because we make people think what we think.
Okay. Do you think that's the case?
I don't know.
More influence over her than you do?
I don't know that to be a fact.
Okay.
Right. I'm unsure. That might be a thing.
This
too.
Has been.
Do you not it's work? You said, "Do you not work hard enough? Do you not work hard enough?"
This has been another amazing episode of the Social Proof Podcast. I don't typically feel this way, but I feel really jumpy and anxious.
Oh, so do I.
I just need to like, yeah.
So do I.
This was again, the last place I was found here. If I disappear, yeah, I was here. Just
are
just
you
for safety?
I'm not gonna that ain't me, bro. I
was here.
Where's
yo, this was what? Okay.
Do you know that that's also classic behavior? Establishing a scenario to make it look like I'm the one, I'm the victim. Yeah. I'm the victim. This is what people do. Oh, I'm going to be chum, chum, chummy. But just in case everybody know that I'm potentially a victim now.
Yeah, bro.
She must be ready to whip that ass is what's happening. Let me get out of here. Place. This is it. This is the last place that you saw him on this podcast on the Social Proof set, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's wild. You think we're going to do something to you, Danny?
No, I was just, you know, for safety.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah. Well, for your safety, we appreciate that. And thank you for saying that. For your safety, we respectfully ask that you don't come back.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. This has been a great episode of the Social Proof Podcast, man. Make sure you share this with somebody. Comment. We love to hear your perspective of what's going on. But we love you all. We thank you for the support. Hopefully this was valuable and someone got set free today. And this is it's been helpful to somebody.
So. Yeah, I hope so. All right, you guys. Everybody, be well. See you on the next week's episode. Please. Bye.